From Sweetest Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur in the first two shiurim. Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we saw neflaos gedolos b'toras Hashem. And now we are going to continue, and our avoda is to try to understand why the Gemara says that because kibush yachad shmei kibush, Surya has a chiyuv of trumas u'maisris. When, in fact, the Kibush Yachid was only in the time of Dabra Melech. So what's the Nafka Mina? That's Kedusha Rishana, which is Batal. So what does that have to do with Kedusha Shniyah in the time of Ezra? The Gemara is talking about in the time of Ezra. So why should the Chiyuv of Syria and Meiser and Shvius be tallying the din of kibush yachad shmei kibush? So we discussed that at length in the previous two shiurim. In the first shiur we advanced the thesis. The second shiur we asked the question on the thesis that really we said that when Eretz Yisrael was first captured, because kibush yachad shmei kibush, it has a shem Eretz Yisrael, and then when the kibush was undone and later on it was recaptured, they never lost its shem Eretz Yisrael, just it's Chiv and Shumas and Maisris, and then when it was recaptured, now it's Chayv again and Shumas and Maisris. And then we saw, no, if it's outside of the strict borders of Eretz Yisrael, of the Promised Land, then it's not going to have Hashem Eretz Yisrael. So there went that theory, and we discussed this at length, and now we're going to continue again. This is based on the Torah of Hagoyin Rabbi Beryl Povarsky Shlita, the Panovitcher Rosh Yeshiva, and he says as follows. We see in the Torah, based on Chazal, that we have a Gzeira Shava of Yiyah Yiyah Lerabos Trumusum Maisris B'Makomos HaKibush. It says Yiyah Gvulchem, and it says Kol Mokom Asher Tidrach Raglechem Lechem Yiyah. So from this Gzeirah Shava of Yiyah Yiyah, Chazal learn that there is a Chi of Trumas and Maisris in the areas that the Jews capture, and it's Muchach that even without this Inyan there is a Chidish Din in the Etzem HaKibush of HaMokom Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem. It says Lachem Yiyah, it says it's yours. So even without the chiddush of chiyuv trumas and maisris, the very fact that you can annex areas outside of Eretz Yisrael and append them to Eretz Yisrael is a chiddush. And if we say that there's only kedushalin and trumas and maisris bilvad, like the Radbaz wanted to say, so then what's the chiddush in the pasuk of kol makom asher tidroch kaf raglechem lechem yiyeh? And as we explained in the first shiur, the kibush of Am Yisrael is no less than the kibush of Sichon and Og. When Sichon and Og capture an area, it belongs to Sichon and Og. Right? Amon and Moav tira b'Sichon. That Amon and Moav were allowed to capture their aratzos because Sichon captured it, so it's not considered that we captured it from them. So when we make a kibush, so it becomes ours. Why is it any less than the Goyim? So that's what it says in the pasuk of Kol Mokom Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem Lechem Yiyeh. It's yours, even without the chiyuv, the chiddush of chiyuv trumas and maisris. So it appears follows that b'din Eretz Yisrael, there is another inyan besides the din kedusha and mayel, and that's the din of schus Yisrael ba. That it's the schus, it's the rights of Am Yisrael, the merit of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is our Yerusha. Okay, Shema Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean Eretz Yisrael? What are the Goyim call it, a lot of them, Palestine. Why is Palestine? Because they don't want to say Israel, because Israel is the nation of Israel. They don't hold to the nation of Israel. So Mamela, they call it Palestine. So it's Eretz Yisrael, because we have a schus in this land. And this is the Eretz Hamuftachas Lios Nachalas Yisrael. This is the promised land promised to us to be the Nachala of the Jewish people, to be our inheritance. Well, the fiza nira shemashin esraba mikra, the chiddush of the pasuk kol makom asher tidroch kaf raglechem lachem yiyeh, Even in Dine Mammon, it's not like the din of Stam Kibush that's effective by all kings. But rather, it's a special chiddush in the din Nachlas Yisrael that the areas that they captured are included in Eretz Yisrael. Le'inyin din Mammon, ve'hanachala shi'achuz aseinu k'din Eretz Yisrael amuftachas. So not only monetarily speaking, but that it's now appended to the promised land. Gittin 47b, it says, Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer, she'ein kinyan la'akum be'eretz Yisrael, lachwar baboros. So it says there, maybe it's Rebbe Eliezer, maybe it's someone else, but it says there's no kinyan for a goy in Eretz Yisrael to be chofer boros, to dig pits. And that's a din mesuyim b'dine mamon, she'inachlas Hashem li'Yisrael. So this was given only to the Jewish people, and therefore they have no monetary rights to be digging pits. To say for Dvar Avram, a famous tshuva in Chelek Aleph and Simen Yud, the Kovner Rav, he writes that Bedine kibush milchama ein kinyano shel hakovesh elo kozman shukavush. When it comes to kibush milchama, the kinyan of the capturer is only as long as it's captured, and when the captured is nullified, so then the kinyan is also nullified automatically, ayin sham. And according to this, it's pashat that the chiddush of kol mokom is that kibush Yisrael is better. It's not stam. Every nation has a kibush, has a din kibush. Any goy has a din kibush. But kibush Yisrael is better. It's not stam a kibush, but rather it becomes nachlas Yisrael la'ad. Now it's appended to Eretz Yisrael and it's ours forever. Now it's the nachla of Am Yisrael. Similarly, in Avodah Zarah, page 21a, Ein Mochrim Sadus Ubatim La'akum Be'eretz Yisrael. The Rambam writes this in the 10th parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halachas Gimel and Dalet. You're now allowed to sell fields and houses to Gentiles in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam paskins this. Because of a time, Shenemer Lo Sichonim Lo Titanem Chanoya Bekarka. You're now allowed to allow them to dwell in the land. You're now allowed to give them a parking spot in the land. To park themselves, not their cars. So Mavur b'sug yisham shebesuria talu idim zeim im aser min haTorah b'din kibush yachid shmei kibush ola shalan aser mechir lakum ela b'eretz Yisrael. And it's, we see in the sugi there that in Syria, this din, are you allowed to sell them land in Syria or not? So it's talui whether kibush yachid shmei kibush or lav shmei kibush. Because if shmei kibush, then you're not allowed to sell it to them because it's Eretz Yisrael. And if the kibush yachid is lav shmei kibush, it's not called kibush, so then it's not considered part of the promised land, Syria. Now the Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel, Mutar limkor lem batim b'sadeis b'chutz la'aretz mipnei she'eino aretz seinu, you're allowed to sell them land in Williamsburg and in Borough Park and in Lakewood and in Hancock Park and in West Rogers Park and kol makom shehem, kol makom shehem in chutz la'aretz, because it's chutz la'aretz, v'pnei she'ein aretz seinu, it's not our land. The Rambam didn't mention that you're allowed to sell it to them because it doesn't have kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Rather, the Rambam says, v'pnei she'ein aretz seinu, because it's not our land. And it would appear the explanation is that this iser mechira is not talui b'dinei kedusha, but rather b'toiras Eretz Yisrael liYerusha uleNachala. It's talui in the law of Israel. What is our inheritance? What is our dwelling place? What is our land? That's the Isser Mechira. If it's Eretz Yisrael, it's us. If it's not, it's not. Artzeinu, it has to be our Eretz. If it's our Eretz, you can't sell it to them. If it's not our Eretz, you can sell it to them. It's not talui in the Kedusha. And since the din of Eretz Yisrael to be Yerushas v'nachlas Yisrael, therefore you're not allowed to give akum chanoya be'eretz Yisrael, and in chutz la'aretz it's mutter mipnei she'ein aretz seinu. And according to this, it would appear that from the pasuk of kol mokom asher tidroch kaf raglechem lechem yiyye, that lechem yiyye teaches us that the din is like Eretz Yisrael in Yerushal and Nachala, and it's already aretz seinu lechem yiyye. It's yours. When you capture land outside of Eretz Yisrael, that is now annexed to Eretz Yisrael. That is appended to Eretz Yisrael. And it's usher to sell to goyim land in this area, even if it doesn't have kedushas Eretz Yisrael, latrumus umaisris. And therefore, we need, on top of that, a gzeira shavav, yiyah, like we saw before, that also there's a chi of trumas and maestris in these areas, but it's really two things. It's that now it's considered our nachala, it's considered the land that is given to the Jewish people, it's our eretz, and on top of that, it's also mitzvah sanogos behem, it also a chi of trumas and maestris. And it would appear another nafkamina, that we can have a nafkamina on this, that it says in the Sifri in Parashas Ekev, Harei shekavshu b'chutz la'aretz, u'minayim shekenegdoi b'yam, harei u'shelahem. So how do you know they captured in chutz la'aretz, and how do we know that corresponding to that in the yam belongs to them? Talmud Lomar ayin sham in the Medrash. But the Netziv says, what's pshat here in the Emek HaNetziv? That kibush is even effective in the yam, because you might think that you need midrach kaf regel, but no. Even in the yam, that's also considered a kibush. That's what the Netziv says. However, you can say the pshat is that it says in the Gemara, "V'gvul yam yegvulchem." And that the border is going to be the yam. So even though we're not living in the yam, it's like there's a chut, it's like there's a big string, a big rope, that's matuach miturei amnon ad nachal mitzrayim. And that's all included in Eretz Yisrael. So according to this, it would appear that there's a chiddush, that if you capture more than the gvul of turei amnon, the din would be memela shigam kenegdo bayam nasa eretz Yisrael. Veruim kilu achut matuach mimakom akibush ad nachal mitzrayim. Rav shrei lo yam maisa kibush aliyam uvedine kibush ba'alma ena kibush mo'el ala bimakom akibush bilvad. Ava bedine eretz Yisrael nisrava shakol shakavshu bi'abba shakol memela toris eretz Yisrael kenegdo bayam ad nachal mitzrayim. Vukvar chidush din. Av bedine kibush bilvad. So maybe what it means is not that when you go ahead and capture in the yam, you're not capturing the yam. When you capture the dry land until Nachal Mitzrayim, so whatever you capture in the yam is going to be yours. Not only the dry land, but even the yam. Even though you didn't do a Maisa Kibush on the Yam. But since when you were given Eretz Yisrael, you were also given part of the Yam, together with the Yabasha, what's opposite the Yam. So when you capture more, you're also given more of the Yam, corresponding to the what parallels the dry land. Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, until the river of Mitzrayim, that's as far as it goes. And that's all going to be included in Eretz Yisrael. And according to this, we understand the din of Surya, shetali b'din kibush yachid, ba'av shabat la'kedushas ha'aretz. So we understand even the din of Syria, it's tali in the din of kibush yachid, as we spoke about in the first shir, that even though there's a bittul of kedushas ha'aretz Yisrael, nevertheless, the kibush is effective, l'toras ha'aretz Yisrael, l'inyan nachlas Yisrael. And this is forever. So, what is considered Nachlas Yisrael? What is considered our land? It's our land even if it's Chutz Laretz, if we captured it. And if that's true, then what's the Chiddush of Biyashniyah? That now we could be Makadish Elenyan Shumus Maisris? So if we first captured it and made it Nachlas Yisrael, so then afterwards when we come back and we make a chazakah, So in the time of Ezra, so now it's Chayv in Trumas and Maisris, because it never lost its shame, Nachlas Yisrael. This is our inheritance. This is like it's like the promised land. So originally we said that it has a shame Eretz Yisrael. Now it seems like we're saying a little bit differently. Not that it has a shame Eretz Yisrael, but it's called Nachlas Yisrael. This is part of our inheritance. And Mimela, it's considered like the promised land. Because what you capture, Kalmokom Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem, when you capture it, not only is it in Dine Kibush, like all countries when they capture a country, then B'dine Mominus, it's theirs. But here, this is considered our inheritance that God promised it to, that God promised to us. This is Nachlas Yisrael. So does it have Kedusha? So in the first Mahalach, we were saying L'chora that it would have Kedusha, what they captured as a shame Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. And now we're saying no, that it's a din in the S'chus, that we have a S'chus in this land. Because it's Artseinu, because we captured it. And since we captured it, so now it's like the Eretz HaMuftachas, even though it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it's Nachlas Yisrael. This is now ours. That's what the Pasuk promised us. Kolmokom Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem, whatever we capture is now considered our inheritance. And if it's our inheritance, remember, we never stops being our inheritance. And even when we leave, even when we lose the Kibush, and there's no longer a Chiyuv of Trumas and Maisus, which is learned from another, from Gzeirah Shavah of Yiyeh, but when we come back and we live in that place, then it's once again it's going to be Chayv and Shumas and Maestris. And therefore, that's going to be Talui in the din of Kibush Yachid. If Kibush Yachid is Shemei Kibush, then it had a din of Nachlas Eretz Yisrael. But if it's not Shemei Kibush, then it's not a proper capture, then it never had a Shem Nachlas Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that's stage three, leg three in our journey. And Emir Tzah Hashem, in the next shir, we will conclude this amazing, amazing Mahalach in the Dinim of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Chiyuv Mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. And we will, Emir Tzah Hashem, see more Nifla'ot Mitorat Hashem. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.